So we'll just start the podcast.
3, 2, 1. Good morning.
What's up?
It's afternoon.
What's up?
Fucked up. So listen, I hear we have a new sponsor.
Yes, sir.
Let's pay some bills, bro.
You got it. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sodell Concepts. Sodell Concepts is excited to open Thompson Island Brewing Company this fall, their 12th location. Can you believe it? 12?
I can't. I've watched every one of them. I love it.
Thompson Island will be a 250-seat brew pub located off Route 1 next to Blue Coast Rehoboth. The brew pub will pay homage to the area and will feature an outdoor beer garden with fun activities at their beach. They're also excited to partner with Trogues Independent Brewing, which together they will feature an award-winning craft beers. Their menu will feature... Their menu will feature amazing food crafted by Chef Doug Rooley, which will include local, fresh ingredients, and wood-fired favorites that will pair perfectly with our beer. I'm already stuttering through this one.
I see that.
Follow along and stay up to date as Thompson Island Brewing Company comes to life. Make sure to follow them on Facebook at Thompson Island Brewing Company or at ThompsonIslandBrewing.com. Have you seen that thing go up? It's pretty massive.
Their new restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I always say Sodell keeps everybody kind of in line. You know, if you're going to have a restaurant and it isn't a Sodell restaurant, it better be freaking pretty good. Because those guys...
They blow it up.
They raise the bar.
Yeah, they did that to Crust and Craft. Do you like that place? Arrogant.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't like it. I didn't like it before they took it over. I have yet to go there since, but I haven't tried it out. I'm sure it's
the last
great
time you'll have Scott on.
Well, I mean, listen, I can't go around and check every restaurant and make sure Scott's doing a good job. That's why Scott's in charge, because he does a good job.
We go there quite a bit, and kudos to you, Scott. That I liked it before, and I like it even better now. I think the aesthetic there is really, really beautiful.
I actually liked it when it was Lido's pizza.
I liked Lido's as well.
Lido's was good.
I liked it. I liked Lido's as well.
But and like I went pizza after before prior to Scott taking it over, Sodell taking it over. It was good. I liked it. It was a creative menu. What I don't like is a burnt crust, whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't like it overburnt.
Right. I don't like black. I don't like picking up and black debris
black
in
bubbles.
My plate. Black bubbles. I don't like any. Thing like that.
Gosh, Tom.
Well, and Mr. and there's another place, and I won't even say the name, that does the same
How
thing.
How dare you?
Yeah, well, listen,
I agree.
Our pants on with the same way, but...
I agree with you. I'm not a big... I like wood-fired... I've found, and I didn't know that I did, but I prefer wood-fired pizza. I just think it tastes better. But I don't like it burned.
I don't like it burned.
Right, right.
So that was my issue with Crust and Craft, but I'm sure they've figured that... I mean, have you been since? Have they fixed that problem?
It's the same type of pizza. They have some new things on their menu, and there's my wife. I thought I had this on Do Not Disturb.
Is that just happened with wood-fired pizzas? It's just going to have burnt parts?
Yeah, it's just because it's surrounded by fire, so it's. But I enjoy it. We actually ate there last night, and
that's one of the great things about that
really
company.
Good.
Matt was always great about that. You know, he would help out, and I guess they'll help out to the point where they'll just buy the restaurant from you if you're really, in trouble.
Hostile takeover.
I'm just going to buy this place. So what's going on?
Not much, man. I'll turn my phone off.
I am excited that, Scott was on last week, and I hit him up for a sponsorship, and he bit so quick that it's like when you underprice your house and it sells in a half an hour. I was like, damn it. I should have probably hit him up for a little more. So, but you know what?
You got him lined up now too, man. Congratulations. You got people asking for advertising.
Yeah.
Great.
And it kind of just feels good. You know, mm-hmm. I swear I would spend the last 4 or 5 months doing podcasts. And the only question that I would get, how much money are you making? How many bucks? And I've said this before. I don't care, but
Someone's asking you this. People are asking you this question.
Yeah, how much money do you make in podcasting?
Yeah, we've been doing it for 3 months.
Right.
We've been doing it for 3 months.
Right, and it's not about that.
Negative $1,000.
But I will tell you, Scott, if you're listening, homie, we bought new chairs. Hey-o! We took that money, bought some chairs. We just got back from Vegas, baby. No, we didn't. But we did buy some new chairs, so we were sitting on sponsor money.
That's awesome, man.
And how does it feel? How's that chair?
It's comfy, man. You know, you had, you know, the bar stools were nice for a little while.
Thank you, Dad. Dude, when I opened a landscaping business, and I told you this before, but I'm like, I got to get a brand new truck, a brand new trailer, brand new mowers. And my dad's all, well, just buy a used truck right. and a used trailer and just go for it. I'm like, no, brand new. 3 months later, the business was done, and we're trying to figure out what to do with all this brand new equipment. So I said, I'm going to use whatever I can to make this podcast work. And so we used some old bar stools that my dad gave me, and they were good, but now
listen,
they're gone.
You did what you, to be honest with you, like you did minimal, but what I've always told you, it's the content that's key.
Content.
And you're
is
doing
key.
It, and you're bringing in nice people and people who are willing to come on and share their story, and you're always ready to add Tom Arcino's opinion to all that.
2 cents. 1 cent.
A nickel. So, yeah, it's been great. And Scott's cool. I love that. I mean, I love Sodell. I love their restaurants. I think they're pretty cool.
Well, it was fun having that podcast with him. And it was almost like a cleansing, almost, because,
right, because of Matt.
Yeah, because of Matt and just being friends with Scott and then just kind of having to step back and let Scott figure out what's going on. Big, big task for Scott. And I think he's come out on the other side amazing.
It was great. 12 to restaurants later.
Yeah, 12th restaurant Jeez. Later. Yeah. So it's been, you know, it was great to sit down with him and just to kind of see him like let his shoulders down a little bit and have a great conversation. And I almost started crying during the podcast, just reminiscing. And so it was a great podcast. And I got a lot of people said that it was a good one. I think you even said it was a good one.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot, actually. No, it's like good. And it's cool. Like he's got good stories to tell, you know, mm-hmm. and guys like him, and hopefully I'll reach out to Mariah and
I reached out to her.
Oh, you did already?
I did, but okay. I got nothing.
Yeah, I'll reach out to her.
You take care of that.
No, I don't. Well, if you did, then you've already bursted my bubble. So now we have no chance. So. Thanks.
Poisoned it. Well, no, I just look. I see this a lot with other people that do podcasts. They, you know, I have them on Instagram, and I have all these, you know, where are great people going to post Instagram? And so we're friends on Instagram.
Oh, you follow her. That's what makes you friends. And she's followed you back. Did she follow you back?
Maybe. Is that surprising? Hater. Insta-hater.
Arrogant.
Arrogant. What's that in the air? Arrogant. But whatever. So maybe she doesn't follow me, but I sent her a message. I said, listen, I have a salon here in Painter's Mill, and I wonder if they'd come on. And you can bring your husband if you want.
You know, the inventor.
Well, you know what, though? It's funny is that so obviously Sam is the face of Dogfish, right? But I did a social media course kind of thing with her. Not with her, but we did it. A group of people all did it at Del Tech, and she was one of them. And as big as they are, you still have to figure out how to make a social presence. And, you know, she was learning and interested in learning, and I thought that was great.
Well,
And I would love to really talk to – I would really like to talk to Mariah because, like I said, you know, Sam is the face and whatever. I don't know Sam, so I can't speak for what he does. But, you know, his wife is a big part of their social footprint, and mm-hmm. I would love to pick her brain and find out.
Yeah, she's also like a draper, so you've got the whole WBOC tie there as well. So she's got some, you know, she's – got a great story.
And
we're
building a podcast empire.
Arcino.
I think she'd want to chat with us.
Hey-o.
Just kidding. Sorry, Brian. But anyway. So she did. Do you know her? I mean, can you look at her and she would go, I know you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Yeah,
you win.
No. It's not about winning. It was just that she actually.
Oh, it is. Winning.
2 or 3 companies ago, when my software company, she spoke at our social media conference at the one that we sponsored, and she was our keynote speaker.
Call her right now. Call her.
Okay, hold on. No.
That would be funny.
She was a keynote speaker at our conference, and it was so cool to hear her story about Dogfish and social media.
Exactly.
And what she started out with was, every drop of beer that comes out, even hits the floor, it's sold.
That's good. That's always a good problem,
yeah.
Good
so
problem,
she
right?
so social media came pretty because their brand is so strong. So And they had many, many followers out of the gate.
Well, it helps when you're interesting. You know, it helps when people content. Are interested in it. And yeah. and right. so, But yeah, that's what I thought was great about her. And I, what I also thought was great about her is that as big as that company is, there we were, a small peon like myself and a big person like, you know, and but we all can come together and still be willing to learn.
Right.
You know, I think that is one of the.
How many years ago was that?
It was probably 4 years ago.
Wow, it was recent.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely. And you know, she was with the rest of us commoners. You know, trying to learn a little bit.
And she and they're down to earth couple. I mean, they you know. They
I told. Are. Did I tell you the story?
Yeah.
Did I tell you on the podcast? What I don't know if I let me tell you. So I'm driving down the road, and this old beat up ass truck comes pulling up next to me. And this guy with clearly no Bluetooth in the car has his iPod, not even AirPods, wired earbuds and a bandana. And I look over and we look over at each other and it's Sam. And I'm like, you know, hats
Can
off
I have
to
a
that
six
guy. Because if I owned that company, I'd be driving a Ferrari.
M5.
I'm sorry. M5 something. Yeah, yeah. Not that broken down truck. And Matt was the same way. Matt had that broken down truck. Mm-hmm. I guess it was the broken down truck phase.
Right, right.
But Sam was driving his. Right. It was probably a broken down truck skin.
Right.
But
with the Ferrari underneath?
Yeah, 2025 Raptor underneath. Right. Or right. Some sweet electric Raptor. Those but guys. Anyway, that'd be fun. If you can reach out, I would.
I'll try it.
I'd be nervous to talk to him. I don't know why.
I don't know Sam. I mean, I had him like one interaction with him once, but Mariah, I do know personally, and I don't know if she would. You know, I'll reach out to her. But again, that was she spoke at our conference. That was a long time ago, and I ran into her at Firefly, and she's like, "Hey," you know, we gave a hug and all that.
There was a hug.
Yeah,
an actual like a full both arm hug. Okay, we're in, bro.
Yeah. Well,
we're
I don't in. Know. Well, again, she's almost a politician, so she's got to hug everybody she knows. So I don't know.
Discredit yourself on microphone. We're trying to build a.
You're
kind of
raising a bar here, man. I don't know. We'll see how see if she's willing.
Well, we're just gonna see where your bar is. I tell you, I don't know her.
Well,
I
there's
tried.
A difference between like, hey, you want to come on a podcast, or say, hey, this is Carlos. Here's what we got going on for you. You know.
No, I didn't just say that. I said, you know, we're a podcast that helps one small business helping another. Right. You know, the beginners.
Right.
Where we were all at one time, maybe. Right.
Yeah, like I said, before we got
where
on.
Where I'm still at.
You're like, 2 years, we'll be saying that. You know, Carlos, it's only, we're going to walk, we got to crawl before we walk, you know.
Well, and you're like, nah, bitch, we need to fly.
Right.
From the tree branch into the air.
All right, check this out. We got to talk about it. Breaking news. The middle of the game, preseason game yesterday. Andrew Luck retires.
Yep.
It broke by Adam Schefter. And he was booed walking to the locker room from the field.
I don't blame him. Well, you know, so I had been, you know, I watch a lot of sports stuff, and they had been talking about Andrew Luck's upper leg problem.
Right.
High ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys I like to listen to was saying, you know, if you start the season hurt, you know, you'll end the season hurt. You don't get better in a season.
Especially high ankle sprains are tough, man.
And, you know, the screwed up part is he was looking really good at the end
of
the year last year.
They were favorites, man. They were favorites going into this year.
I was like, shit, he's dangerous, that Andrew Luck. And he looked dangerous at the end of the
year
last year.
He's a beast, man. He's a big guy, big arm, you know.
Let's be honest, he's not a beast. He retired.
Well, now
beasts don't retire.
Now he is done, yeah. Well, done today. I don't know.
Well, and I obviously say that just kidding because he was a beast and he is a beast. But I also think he also wrote or I read that he was like, you know, I just want to start living a normal life.
Here's what I read. I want to be a broadcaster. That's what I heard.
What he's going to do?
No, that's my prediction. You're going to see him on ESPN or Fox or CBS, NBC Sports.
Well, I mean, so do you want to keep talking about that? Because or is this? Am I allowed to go anywhere I want with this?
Give me your opinion.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know who's a great broadcaster? It's Tony Romo.
Yes, I do enjoy him.
Because he was, I'm sure he was not one of your favorite people in the football life.
Well, you know, it was that shitty grin of his during the football games, him, you know, with his warm-up passing. He was a Cowboy. I'm an Eagles fan.
Right.
You can't go there, man. I bleed the green, bro. But, And it's not the players that I typically hate. I don't even hate. It's just that if they're rivals, I want to beat them.
Right.
That's how deep it is for me. I'm not like, hey, I hate you, you know, Ezekiel Elliott and Tony. I don't really, they didn't choose. I mean, those teams chose them.
Well, I can tell you that when I heard he was going to be a broadcaster, I was like, ooh, oh boy. And when I first heard him, I was a little, I was wondering what we were going to get. And when he started in the broadcasting business, I was like, wow.
They actually all good. Really good. I mean, I don't think he was a tight end that came back from the Cowboys.
Jason Witten.
Apparently, he didn't do that well Monday Night Football. I didn't think he was that bad. I thought he was okay.
Listen, they are what they are. But to me, Tony Romo.
No, he's insightful.
He was. I agree. Oh, I felt like he really opened up. I started learning a lot more about the game when Tony Romo started playing.
And over the past 5 years, you're seeing a shift in sports broadcasting where now retired athletes are kind of taking over the academic world of broadcasting. The people who went to school for it and were journalists and became broadcasters. Now you're seeing more retired athletes come out, be broadcasters, studying communication in college. I think it's pretty cool, but it also, to me, it thins the herd of the ones who did not play sports. Now all you see at the top is the Colin Cowherds, the Mike Greenbergs. You don't see many of the the academic or the studied broadcasters.
I thought most broadcasters were in sports at some point. I mean, even the one guy that does Monday Night Football, the dark haired guy. Wasn't he like the quarterback for Minnesota or the kicker or something?
Yeah, maybe. But I've just noticed everybody everywhere you go on sports channels are all like recently retired.
Right.
You know.
But honestly, the only guy I can really think of that wasn't an athlete was like Skip Bayless.
Right. Skip and FS1 are all full of former athletes.
But or maybe Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman.
No, Stephen A. Smith, I think, played basketball for like a Division II school or something like that. I'm not a big fan of his there. You like him?
No.
God,
I can't stand him.
Yeah.
I used to, it's funny. I used to watch Skip and Skip Bayless and Stephen
A. Smith.
Yeah,
when it was First Take.
Yeah, I used to like that show. But when they played well together, I thought. But when he left, I don't like him.
I just think it's just too much shtick with Stephen A. I think he's smart. I think he's insightful, but he just puts too much of a facade, like the screaming and the bro and I know this person. He's a personal friend of mine. I just don't like. I prefer the Colin Cowherds. I do like Will Cain a lot. Mm. I think the guys at FS1. I also see a shift too, is that the female broadcasters, they have become, in my opinion, they're like all models.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're all like
Jenny Taft. Do you know who Jenny Taft is? Yeah,
they're all models.
Jenny Taft.
I'm like, holy cow, it wasn't like that when I was growing up.
Well, it was funny. Jenny Taft is the mediator for Skip and Shannon now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she disappeared and I'm like, oh no, because they've gone through a few and they get kind of shifted around, I guess, behind the scenes in there. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden Jenny Taft became like the host of BattleBots.
Right.
Have you ever seen BattleBots?
She's gone from the Skip and Shannon?
Well, now she's back. So I don't know if she was also maybe.
I think FS1 shuffles them around. Remember Christine Leahy from Colin Cowherd?
Yeah.
Whole cow. I mean, like.
Crush?
I just think where do they find them? And they are knowledgeable about sports and they're also 6'2" and like a model.
Well, a lot of them come up through the college football.
Yeah.
Reporting on college football, and then they kind of get moved up to. But Jenny Taft was with Skip and Shannon, and then all of a sudden she's at BattleBots, and I also think that she was working with the FIFA, World Cup, Women's World Cup, that was on for a couple few weeks, and that was kind of cutting into a lot of stuff. And I think she was reporting on that, and now she's back with Skip and Shannon, but she was doing BattleBots.
Well, at the same time, listen. I want to be sensitive, and it's politically correct. They are very good broadcasters.
Do you need Kleenex?
They're very good broadcasters. And I guess maybe that's I'm noticing it more now than I've ever have. But I guess this ESPN and Fox is really dialing into something. I don't know.
So, what do you think? Are you all upset about this breaking news?
Here's what I'm upset about. Adam Schefter, who prides himself in breaking the news before anybody else, he is the cause of the entire stadium booing him on the way out because he's the one who broke it in the middle of the game.
That wasn't cool.
Right. So do you think as a guy who served and played in Indianapolis for those many years, who contributed to a lot of their success, deserved to be booed on the way out of the stadium and left is leaving the sport like that because this one guy tweets it out. So everybody's phone blows up in the stadium and they all realize the guy's still standing on the sideline. I don't really fault Adam Schefter, to be honest with you. I fault the guy who leaked it out to Adam Schefter.
Well, right? I mean, maybe we should fault the people that are booing. How come they aren't held accountable? Yeah.
And honestly, see, it's not just Philadelphia people.
Well, I watched the clip. I mean, there was a few boo. It wasn't like a huge... First of all, there wasn't even that many people in the stadium, first of all.
Okay.
And second of all, it wasn't that... It wasn't... I mean, I was struggled to hear the boos. I could... There was clearly some boo sounds, but it wasn't... You know, it's like... I think Indianapolis loves him, you know.
Ultimately, they do. Yeah, ultimately they do. Yep.
It's kind of just the where we live now in this technology day and age where we're going to find a few boos. So now that's the headline. The stadium boos out Andrew Luck. I did you listen to the clip of them booing?
No, I didn't hear.
It
I heard on
very, it wasn't. Yeah.
So they just over-dramatized it a little bit on sports radio. Yes. I was listening to sports radio this morning. That's how I found out about it. But, you know, again... There it goes. Football gets another black eye. You know, there's more reason to, oh, we're injury prone. I think there's more reason to not have preseason. You and I talked about this. I think they should axe the preseason. They should just practice. I mean, they do inter team practices.
Well, you know, all those guys are looking for a job.
But high school and college don't have a preseason.
I know, but this is the NFL. I mean, you know, you can only, how many can they keep on the roster? 48, 50, 52. I mean, I think at this point they have like almost 90 people on the roster. So all these guys,
they can cut them in practice, homie.
Have you been watching any preseason? I mean, have you seen the Dallas? Have you watched any of Dallas? I haven't seen any preseason. I've watched on YouTube. I go back and watch highlights of.
So preseason. There is a Delaware player on Dallas's roster right now who's a tight end. So I did watch the replay of that on Fox Friday night, I think.
I've been really enjoying preseason, honestly, and I've had to change how I think about
people.
What?
It's because of you people that keep playing it. You know, people who actually watch the preseason.
Well, but
it's a money. At the end of the day, it's a moneymaker for the NFL, and I get it.
It's a moneymaker. Listen, if it's on TV, it's a moneymaker. But I've tried to change how I've thought about preseason. Just like you, I'm like, why waste our time? Our team isn't out there. None of these guys are going to be on. But then I started. Figuring that these guys are actually trying to get a job.
They're fighting for a job.
Yeah.
And I get that a lot.
They were interviewing the guy from, I think from Arizona, one of the guys. But they're like, we learned a lot about some players in preseason that we thought were a lot better in practice. And then we learned about some people that we didn't think were that good in practice that all of a sudden really shined.
So, okay, I agree with you. You're shifting my mind. Then don't play any starters. Just make it an open broadcast. Make it an open broadcast tryout. But don't play Andrew Luck. Don't play Carson Wentz. Don't play Ezekiel Elliott. Don't play those guys. It's not worth it, because if those guys are out for the season, then you got them playing on Monday night 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now. Those ratings plummet.
Well, did something happen to Carson Wentz? Did he get
no? I'm just.
I mean, did he get a skirt caught on the roller thing?
Easy. Oh, they actually, there was a headline about him on the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's like, is Carson Wentz next to retire early because of all his injuries? You know, so.
I wouldn't doubt it. Well, and I'm not even sure. I mean, like the guy from Arizona, what's his name?
Oh, right.
The next phenom.
Yeah.
I mean, they played the Raiders. The Raiders straight handed his ass to him. And he even said afterwards to Antonio Brown, why you bring the house on me like that, bro? And he goes, this is football, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think on paper, you would, ideally think that he was, what's his name? Please tell me.
Oh, the rookie quarterback? Yeah. Oh, we were talking about him the other day.
That's how much of an imprint he's left on me. But he, you know, it's a good time because I think in Arizona.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Kyler Murray in Arizona, I think that they think he's going to be the starter.
Yeah, I mean, he's a stud. He's a Heisman Trophy winner, I believe.
Yeah, but he has done zero.
This is his first year, right?
I mean, I'm just telling you. Yeah, expectations are high.
You say zero, the season hasn't started.
I can tell you the backup quarterback for the Raiders did better than him.
Yeah.
You know, when they.
Are you talking about zero in the preseason?
Right. And, you know, when you're in the third.
Gotcha.
When you're in the third quarter and you're the rookie starter, They're watching. They're looking at you. They're going, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We need to see more.
Well, the one position that's been able to flourish in this new, quote-unquote, new NFL is the quarterback position, because now you can't even touch them with a feather. Boom, flag. You know, so they've protected that position with an inflatable vest, practically.
It's kind of not true, but go ahead.
What do you mean not true?
You can hit them with more than a feather.
Okay, Captain Literal.
Well, I mean, what you're saying is you can't touch him, and that's not true. You can touch. I mean, I've been watching. These guys get pummeled.
There's pummeling, and then there's getting driven into the ground.
You can't do that.
You can't do that, whereas that was just recently enacted. 5 years ago, you can drive the quarterback to the ground. 5 years ago, you can practically body slam them like Hulk Hogan and just get a 15-yard penalty.
I mean, I get that. I mean, we like to see the violence, I suppose, but I'm really kind of enjoying football. Look, I'm a big Cowboys fan, you know, and I'm surprised we can tolerate each other, but it was just the area I grew up in. I grew up in New Mexico.
Correct.
It was what we had left.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't have the New Mexico yuccas. We didn't have those. The Albuquerque Roadrunners. We didn't have that. We had nothing. So we got the next thing. Is that a cowboy hat? We'll take them. That's how it was.
So how far? Tell me, how far is Albuquerque from Dallas?
Oh, you got the Google. Give me a.
But you used to live there. Why Dallas then? Isn't Arizona just as close?
There was no team in Arizona back then.
Oh, God. How old are you, 100? What are
you? 95. 95 years later. No, I'm 50. But, I mean, listen, when I was, my dad was stationed, we were stationed at the Pentagon. And when we lived there, I loved the Redskins. I was 4.
Right.
And then we moved to New Mexico, and I was desperate, baby.
Where were you born?
Oklahoma.
City. Oklahoma. Okay, Oklahoma is also Dallas, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not Kansas City. No, I guess not.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, and they I think that was their whole thing, is we're America's team.
Bullshit.
But anyway, so yeah, let's not get all don't get all upset about that. it's not really the point. The point of it was that I've decided that I'm going to enjoy like 6 or 7. In fact, I enjoy every football team. I just don't like a couple.
Let me ask you, why are you enjoying and when did that enjoyment start for you?
Here's a great example. I'm very excited about the Giants right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big fan of the Giants.
That's a big rivalry with the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I guess I'm not in any rivalries. All of a sudden, you know, there was a little bit of backstory. What's his name? Daniel, the new quarterback for the Giants. I think he was sixth round draft pick, first round. But you know, everyone's like, why would you ever get this guy? Well, it's turned out in preseason he's been pretty phenomenal. I mean, have you watched any of the Giants preseason games?
I haven't watched. I mean, I watched one this year.
I would start watching because they're coming after you.
So what's the deal? What's his face is not starting anymore? Or is this Daniel Jones the new starter?
So one thing preseason has brought is a little bit of a rivalry between Eli and Daniel Jones. Is that his name, Daniel Jones?
Yeah, Daniel Jones.
And so now all of a sudden, Eli's like throwing blocks. You know, he's actually out there running.
I had a friend of mine who actually we'll have on this podcast too, Andrew McConnell. You know, he's from Central Jersey, loves the Giants, and he used to tell me, Carlos, there's Eli and Elite.
they sound alike.
There's Eli and Elite. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, now Eli's picking up his game a bit. Check down Eli.
Check. How old is he? He's got to be 38 years old now.
Yeah, listen, I mean, no, he's clearly, and I think he'd be the first.
I guess
he's
my point,
working his way out.
You know, you're a sports fan, but you're a lot like, I don't, my perception is you're not deep into the NFL. You just like, you enjoy it for the fact that you don't follow it. And like, and it
really, I think I'm probably a fan that the NFL would probably more prefer to have. I'm open to watching every football game that comes on TV and enjoying all the stories behind it.
Brother. So my point in asking you is that the NFL has created a new product of this, and I don't know if you've noticed it. Their new product of their sport. They've reinvented their sport with the fact that their quarterbacks are now.
I'm still not letting my kids play football.
Well, right. The quarterbacks are now like illegal territory to touch. Running backs are almost extinct in the league. and the wide receiver position. You can't spear the wide receivers anymore with your starting with your head to, again, injury. So they've created this pass-heavy league, which is creating more excitement for the casual fans like you who enjoy the sport. It's brilliant marketing and a brilliant strategy from the NFL. But the purists, where I used to play football, and right. It's not that I don't like the new version. I think it's just as exciting. I really enjoy it. But it's they've shifted the whole type or style of the game now to make it even more appeasing to casual fans and more exciting, because they say football is the best sport for television.
Well, you're crazy if you think they did that just so they would get more fans. That is all the changes they've done in football is so that we will let our kids play.
Well, that too. But
I mean, let's be serious. If a game is so violent, I will never let my kids play football. Now, we had Pat Woods on from the factory, who was amazing. And he's offering flag football. I would let my kids play flag. Excuse me.
Excuse you.
Sorry.
That's kind of a subliminal message about your new football there, Pat.
Hey-oh. About my Cowboys? Anyway, that's not true. But, they're going to do flag football. I would let my kid do flag football, but I wouldn't let my kid play regular football because I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want concussions and stuff. But I think the NFL has a job to start saying, listen, we're going to change football a little bit. And honestly, I haven't really even noticed the difference. I know that they are protecting the quarterback a little bit.
Yeah, the running back position is still important, but it's not nearly as important as it was 10 years ago.
I also don't like, when Tony Romo, every first game of the season, would get a broken collarbone because he was getting pile driven into the field.
Yeah, so there's statues back.
Whether it's the Cowboys or any other team, we also like, there's nothing worse when your star gets squashed. And he's out.
Well, I mean, look at Clay Matthews, Lawrence Taylor. I don't know if you go back that far, but the linebackers who were also end rushers, and I found that so entertaining. Guys, dudes, huge, fast, that would just are so physical. Now, linebackers are now coverage players. Yeah. They're run stoppers. So it's still a super fun product. I love it. Football is still, to me, Sundays is holy, especially when the Eagles are playing. I stop everything for it to get a game. We should go out and watch a game, one day we'll
absolutely
go somewhere cheap.
But I love football, and it's just part of this time of year. I mean, it's not, I don't own any jerseys. I just, I like to be entertained, and I think there's a lot of great talent in football right now. Wasn't before, but...
Well, that's a great point. Let's talk about that for a minute. So, the great talent, right? So, a lot of baseball, apparently, you're seeing less African-American players coming out into baseball. Mm-hmm. You're seeing, obviously, hockey is pretty much all salt shakers and maybe one piece of pepper in in hockey.
Pepper-free.
Pepper. But, it's... The athletes are going to football and still basketball, mm-hmm. in my opinion, and all these other sports are suffering for it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kudos to...
Why do you think that is? I mean, why do you think Kyler Murray went football and not baseball? Because in baseball, he would have killed it.
Right. Well,
he should have. I think he's going to regret that.
And what I find out, too, is baseball is still, I think, still the highest paid sport for per athlete than any of those sports, I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but I know definitely football. Football, you don't get guaranteed contracts. Basketball, you do get guaranteed contracts. I think the top 1% of basketball still probably may surpass baseball, but I think baseball players are still the highest paid athletes, but their ratings are terrible. Games are still 3 hours long.
Yep.
And I think for Kyler and the guys who choose football, it's still the gold standard for popularity in sports. So I think there's that factor in it,
I think he's going to have a...
I forgot Kyler was a baseball player. That's right.
He signed a baseball contract first.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. It's like Bo Jackson and John Elway, like those guys. Yeah, so that's awesome. So, but other sports are suffering, In my favorite sport, one of my favorite sports, which the American Grand Slam that starts today, the U.S. Open tennis... American tennis has struggled since John McEnroe and since Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras. The American tennis has not even broken into the top 10 in, I don't know, in the past 10 years. And we're losing really good athletes to, you know, those sports.
Yeah, but why? What's the? I mean, isn't tennis like a rich man sport?
Nah, that's you know, it's a misnomer. I say that for golf for sure, but tennis is accessible, man. You can.
Yeah, but if your kids are in tennis, you basically need to have like a stay home. Someone needs to be a stay home parent because right. It's hard to, as a single dad. Or I'm not a single dad, but for a long time I've been a single dad. I'm married now, but both my wife and I work. You know, it's hard for me to get my kids to swimming or to tennis or to these sports. I mean, I'm out here working.
Right.
So, I mean, it definitely, you have to have something going on, right?
Team sports. I mean, how, you know, so you have to take your kid to football practice, basketball practice, soccer practice. And what's the difference?
I'll tell you the difference is up to this point, it's been like, you know, we go play a game on Saturdays, and that was the practice, too. There's really not. Mm-hmm. My kids haven't been old enough to be involved in a team sport.
You know what's fascinating about tennis, though? It's viewed in the same realm of golf, but in Europe, tennis is like basketball. It's actually for the lower-income families. It's the opposite over there. But tennis here is viewed for the affluent families, which, you know, but there's a tennis court everywhere you go. It doesn't cost you to get on the court. It does take time. You know, and that's the misnomer about tennis. It's not like it's not accessible. It's cheap to actually tennis lessons. You can do a group lesson for $20 for 45 minutes with a group of kids. It's not expensive. Football is expensive. You got the gear. Lacrosse expensive. You got the gear. You got to travel. With tennis, you go to the local high school with your kid. You know, take a tennis instructor, pay him $20 or $30 with a group of 6 kids. And you might find something out about your kid all of a sudden.
I let my kids play Minecraft very cheap. Very reasonable. I go anywhere with that.
What did you say about your son about that one story? Yeah, he tried drums. Nope, we're not doing drums.
It's too noisy.
Right. Son, I forgot to tell you, this ain't about you. This is about me. No noise in the house.
That's true. I mean, in the end of the day, it is.
My son plays drums, man, and the whole neighborhood knows, man. He is hammering those drums. He actually had his drum jam.
Don't you have any conscience about your neighbors at all?
Oh, the funny thing where I live, both my neighbors on both sides, they're there 5 times a year. Well, the one neighbor's there every other weekend, but we don't have full-time neighbors where we live.
My son's buddy who lives in this other development, has a drum set, and when they play the drums, it's like freaking, it's like...
Yeah, no, Armageddon.
Yeah, and I'm like...
And we bought...
I'm tinting up my windows and rolling out of here.
We bought mute, you know, pads for him to play quietly, and they're actually tolerable, but what does he do? He just takes them right off. Just, nope. It's not as fun, Dad.
Yeah, I don't know.
He played Everlong.
Parenting's hard. I don't know. There's no right answer.
Well, I don't want to talk about parenting, but that is
that's
hard.
A sport in itself.
No, it's a marathon.
So,
bro.
What's the story with the Eagles? Because I haven't heard really a lot of coming out. I did watch a preseason Cowboys game, and they look really good.
Yeah, so the East is definitely is getting hot. I don't know much about the Redskins, but I know that from at least the NFC East, the Giants have gotten better. The Cowboys are the Cowboys. The Eagles are the favorite to come out of the NFC East.
Because, I heard they have a pretty phenomenal offense.
Yeah, I mean, that organization, to me, I believe at ESPN and Fox Sports ranks the Eagles organization in the top three of, like, you know, gold standard organizations. Carson Wentz is trimmed up or spulked up, honed in on his diet. I think he's hearing the murmurs. Like
he was apparently having some emotional stress. He had to go see you? Oh yeah, but I mean, he had to go see a life coach. Get straight.
No kidding. Well, when your backup quarterback takes the city that's been starving for a Super Bowl since 1964,
twice.
Kind of close. Yeah, I mean. and you know, you're watching that on the sideline on crutches, and you were the number one draft pick. Dude, call me a psychologist. I mean, I actually applaud how he took that. You know, his maturity level. Because if that was Tom Marquino, they'd be braiding hair.
I'd be huddled in the corner. Well, and I would, because, I mean, that's how life is.
Right.
You know, it's always somebody else coming up. You know,
right.
Like, I mean, that's why they have contracts, right. I suppose.
That's why I'm only here like once a week or so.
It'll take me a week to get over this visit. That's right. I saw some behind the scenes. I saw you working on that sponsor word. A little shifty. I had to help you with a couple words. Then you fucked up.
Here we go.
Fumble.
Yeah. You made my day.
Oh, and you know, the Raiders, they did get another safety out of that Kyler Murray. That's 2 safeties he's given up this year.
Oh,
in
wow.
In preseason.
Like I said, doesn't mean crap, in my opinion, because it's going to get real week 1. And we should play fantasy football. That would be fun. I'd get you in a league.
Okay.
That would be fun, man. You know, you ever played fantasy? Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You'll get into hurt. You can hurt your fingers on the keyboard.
Hurt your wallet. Ouch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've won a couple of times, I guess. I haven't played in a few years. I got stopped getting invited to some of these leagues.
Why? What's the matter with you?
I got to stop making fun of people, I guess.
You should be cool because you can find yourself in a couple months and I am your only friend. I'm all that's left. All right, I'll take it. I'm loyal, that's for sure.
I know, man, I know. But it was fun. Fantasy football is pretty fun, actually. I enjoy it. It can take up a lot of time because you're trading and stuff. But anyway, I am looking forward to the upcoming NFL season. I love fall. I love the weather getting cooler. The Atlantic Basin is heating up.
I see you got
up.
Jeans on.
Yeah, it was 69.
I'm surprised you didn't wear your Uggs. Your knee-high ups.
I had a meeting at the Point this morning with Maxine and my finance manager, and they had the air conditioning up. I was like telling the ladies at the table, anybody have a shawl I can wear?
Anybody got a shuggy?
I'm freezing in here. But yeah, do you like the fall?
I love the fall.
Yeah, I love the fall too.
I could not be any more excited about where we are as far as weather and in the calendar, because
right.
I'm over summer. I love it, but I've just had it. I'm just done. I'm done with the traffic. I'm done with the attitudes. I'm done with the heat.
I knew you were going to say traffic.
Listen, I don't mind. You know, listen, I can find myself in the right place of mind and get through traffic. What I don't like are assholes. And like even this morning, and it was a Delaware driver, I'm driving. There's 10 feet between me and the car ahead of me, and he shoves his big-ass truck up in there.
Right.
I'm flipping him off. I don't even fucking care. I'm like, you're a rude, rude person. And to just go nowhere. So I'm just tired.
I saw Pennsylvania tags. I was coming back from the Point heading this way, and traffic was abominable coming from between Rehoboth and Lewis. And that circle in Rehoboth, you're supposed to yield and stuff.
Yeah.
The guy, Pennsylvania tags, just rolls right through. And luckily, I saw him coming. When I wasn't going straight, I was going around the circle with him. But if it was the wrong guy, he would have gotten T-boned.
Yeah.
And he was just kept going to him. I was like, dude, you are so lucky.
See, that's what I don't hate that. I'm exhausted by my reactions. You know what I mean?
Don't get so invested in it, man.
I'm not.
You are. You are. You just said you were exhausted by your reactions.
Exhausted. Exhausted. Well, I'm ready to turn over a new leaf.
Yeah.
Starting right now.
It's going to be awesome, man. The fall's going to be fun. We have more time. Our kids go back to school. Yes.
Well, and that's the other... If you'd let me finish my story. But yes, my one son, David, he started this morning, so...
Oh, that's right. It's SAS. They started early.
He started back, and then Sam goes back home.
That's right. It's not Tuesday. Salon camp anymore.
Sam's here.
Oh, Sam's here.
I just made him a hamburger. So he's... No, and I love having my kids. They're just bored, you know, and you can only, like, the first 2 months are pretty loaded with entertainment, but this last month is just painful.
There's great camps at the factory, man, August. You should have done it.
Listen, that's a great bridge into that, the factory, but I'm not paying any more money for any camps for the summer. So, I love
it's over.
Right. What camps got for today?
No, but next summer, though, in August, just do a couple weeks.
No, actually, and that... I didn't know that. And so having Pat on the other day was great because I did learn. I think that's what I love doing about these podcasts is I actually learn a lot of stuff about a lot of things, a lot of people. And
you're learning.
I'm learning.
Look at you.
So I just got off the phone with Rob Rector.
Yeah. Good guy. Mm. Love Rob.
So let's talk about, we've been doing maybe 4 months of podcasting.
Yeah.
I think we've been doing great.
I hope so.
I don't know what to base it against. All I know is that here we are, and we're having a good time.
The fact that we already have 30,000 plays and listens is amazing.
3,000. 3.
Come on, we can like, you know, embellish a little bit.
We're not going to lie about that. This is what we are. Yeah. We are what we are.
Nah, it's super fun.
But we're almost up to 3,000 listens, and we listen, and we'll say, we don't know if that's all the way through. We don't know if it's every day. We just know that we get up, we're doing podcasts, and we're trying to do the best we can, and we're trying to bring the best people we can on.
I think so.
And we put our pants on just like the rest of the people. We're doing our best.
Right.
But it was exciting to talk to Rob because Rob, and as we move along, we're getting some And every person that's ever been on this podcast is an awesome guest, an A-list guest as far as I'm concerned. But we're starting to get to some people that are like, you know, like they might have just been sitting watching us, the train wreck to happen, and it hasn't happened. So they're like, all right, maybe we'll check it out.
Right, right.
And Rob, you know, and I shouldn't speak that as far as Rob goes, because one thing I love about him is he's open to trying all sorts of stuff. You know,
he's 100 miles an hour too.
And him and Rob Waters, who's been on twice,
right?
They're just insane. You know, they're just crazy. And I love those guys. I love their spirit. And
you can have us both on to make fun of our Star Wars fandom. Now he's deep into it. I just enjoy it every once in a while, but he's deep into it.
Well, I talked to him on the phone. He's like, I got 65 podcasts I listen to. And I'm like, what is this, Carlos?
right.
How to make Star Wars characters out of paper mache. Today we'll be building a Yoda out of a balloon.
Now listen. Listen, that's just when the movies have come out. But he's good. And he listens to a ton of podcasts because he enjoys them. Like people who listen to podcasts.
But he's got a friend that teaches a podcast class. And I'm like,
sign me up.
Yeah, maybe I should do a class. Maybe that's our problem. I can be better.
I think you're fine.
But it's great to talk to him. He's going to come on. We actually, it's funny, and this happens every year. I scheduled him for the 2nd. Then he texts back, oh, that's Labor Day. And I'm like, oh, that's how over summer I am. I forgot. I'm ready to just skip right over the holiday coming
right,
up.
Right, right.
It's going to be a shizzle show. But hopefully we'll get him on soon. And then, but we've had... So Brian Mooney, who's doing Planet Earth, What's Happening, he's done his 2nd podcast on our podcast network.
Right. And does he do one outside of the studio or no?
No, this is... So he was doing a podcast outside of the studio.
Right.
And he just kind of...
Burned out.
You know, it's a tough gig. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough to find people. Just like we were going to have a guy that teaches a drone course. He was supposed to come on today. He had to reschedule. I mean, it can be... It's stressful, you know, and you get all excited, and then a guest falls through. So I think he was just trying to figure it out. He's re-excited about podcasting because he's using the studio, and we're doing podcasts, you know. Right. So it's like a zipper. He's just fit right in.
Right, and that to me is a huge value proposition. So because you've created a really cool environment here, and anybody with talent and wants to try it out and has a following and can have some interesting discussions and interviews would be great to have on here.
Exactly. So he's been fun, and it's been, and you know, we're looking for more people. So if anybody's out there that wants to do a podcast,
they reach out to our email, which is,
I'm glad you asked, rehosocialpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go. Questions, comments, feedback, guest requests,
feedback. Have we gotten any?
Yeah, let's check.
What's our latest email?
All right, here we go. Ready? Here we go.
How are we doing?
Google.
Bunch of yelling.
It, man.
All right, listen.
We need to get out there.
You know what it is? We're doing such a good job. Everyone's okay
perfect.
With it. Everybody's
perfect.
Okay with it. But to kind of get back to what I was talking to, we are still looking, you know, if... We're trying to build a network so that if a person, and one of the things that I had talked to Rob about was that, you know, he had done a podcast, and I think I hear this a lot, that many people have done them, but it's hard to get started.
Right.
So what we want to try is just give you a place, a platform, where we have a few listeners built in so that you can come in and do your podcast, kind of get your thing on. We got a studio. We got all the equipment. All you got to do is just come in, do your podcast, and let's start seeing if we can find a place for you here.
That's right. That's right.
Because we can't do everything, right?
No, man. You've done a lot.
You've done a lot.
Wow.
I raised my Dasani sparkling tropical pineapple. You like that tropical?
Pretty good. There's no sugar in it, too, huh? That's awesome.
Are you becoming a sugar? Do you have a sugar problem?
No, I just try to. I'm trying to limit it a little bit.
Dude, that Bountiful Bowl?
How good was that?
Let's talk about this weekend. First of all, where were you?
On Saturday, Urban Float had a member appreciation party.
It was nice.
Yeah.
See, that is why I hang out with you, because I couldn't have done that. I would be too afraid.
Why?
Well, listen, that was no cheap event.
Right.
So I'd be like, oh, my God. Oh, boy. I'll make the food. I'll make the hot dogs. But you went out. You went the extra effort. I mean, that lady, let's give her a shout out. It was Bountiful Bowl, right?
Bountifulbowls.com.
Yeah. I mean, are they? Where is she?
Oh, good. You put me on the spot. So my wife organized all of it. Let's take a... She's got a Facebook page.
We
got
to give Amy a shout out, right?
Yeah. Bountiful Bowls. Lewis?
Is she Lewis?
I think so. Yep.
She was fantastic. Oh, my! I ate that. That thing.
Isn't that cool?
Dude, that was good. It's sliced bananas, blackberries,
yeah,
pineapple with granola over the top.
Right.
Surrounding an ice cream, acai ice cream.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord.
There we go. Wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't start talking about food. There we go.
She was so good. So nice.
Yeah.
I also had her chicken salad with another, like a pesto spiral pasta salad. It was freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a nice event. We wanted to give back, Maxine and Amy.
That. I had that.
Yeah, Amy and Maxine wanted to give back to our member base of Urban Float and offer their gratitude and thanks for allowing Urban Float to be a part of their wellness program. And we offered, you know, organic, fresh food, and we had a speaker there who I want to have on the podcast, Julie Fisher, who does sound healing. That'll be really cool. Yeah, she does sound healing.
I know, and I think they did the sound, what is the?
Sound bowls.
Sound bowls.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah, there was an agenda posted.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think you missed it too.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Sorry. So, I only get one opportunity. You're on the ropes right now.
Messed up the advertising.
Let me relate this to sports. You're getting your ass kicked right now.
No, but yeah, she's really good. It was well run. Maxine and Amy really kicked butt on it. And we had a lot of happy members. Had a really, really nice giveaways. And yeah, we just want to give back. You know, this is the community has embraced Urban Float in Rehoboth, and everybody's enjoying their floats. I hope you are. Hope you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally love them.
Yeah.
I like that Urban or Project Kudos was
there.
Yeah,
that was cool. Yeah.
You know, it's funny how we're doing, we've been doing podcasts now for a while, but now we're starting to see like Project Kudos came and did your event.
Right.
We've had them on the podcast. Right. We've had Urban Float. I almost feel like I got the two of you together.
You did. I think it was because of you guys, because of us on our podcast. Yeah, I believe so. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like,
you want a pat on the back?
No, but I do like the idea, one small business helping another.
Yeah, it was great.
Listen, we just don't think like that. Right?
Yeah, I mean, we're all on islands, right? Yeah, we're all on islands. Yeah, let's talk about Project Kudos for a minute. What's really interesting about them is that it is exactly what their name is. They're about giving kudos.
That's right.
That's it, man.
That's right.
They got this big bus.
And we talked about it when they were on the podcast. We don't, adults definitely don't think like that. Kids, because they reach out to a lot of young people, I think, with that bus. And it's kind of, to me, my kids were right up in the bus. My kids left and they went right in the bus. They were up in the back, digging the bus. I mean, I think it's a great thing to start practicing as a young person. Hey, good job. Because we don't automatically think like that.
Well, I think people do.
You do?
I think people are inherently nice.
Who have you told besides me? Thank you. That's done a great job today.
I do it all the time. It's part of my job as a business owner.
I'm not talking about like Maxine, but like, have you do you ever, I always see the guy that takes all the carts up a Giant. Mm-hmm. And I always try to say, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that you
I
do
try
this.
To. I'm actually pretty conscious about that. I like to think that I am, at least, mm-hmm. That I try to kind of go over and above to let people know they're doing a good job. Mm-hmm. I think that's super important. I could probably do a bit better, like with my family, as a parent.
Why don't you have Project Kudos come over to your house?
Park in front of my house.
Remind
me to compliment my family, my daughter, my son, and my wife.
Well, your wife definitely did a great job.
It was all her. I mean, she's the event manager for Urban Float, so she's lining them all up and she's bringing them all in. That was all her. That's why you didn't see me there or that much there. I was in the background, but and Maxine, obviously. So it was pretty cool. Her name is escaping me. Julie, I want to say.
From Bountiful Bowls.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't think I asked her name.
Yeah, she was awesome. And I think her and her husband were there. And their whole setup was really cool.
Does her husband doesn't work at Urban Flow, does he?
No. We first found out about them, and you should check this out too. It's the 55 and Over Health Expo in November. So they're there.
I'm smelling the phone.
And
that's what old person smells like. 55. Shut your mouth. Shut your digit mouth.
So you should head over there.
From your comments.
But that's what we found, because she was there and we actually got some food from her when we
were. Can they chew that stuff over there? Oh,
I don't know, can you?
These chompers are great. No, I thought it was listen, hey, joke now, youngster. But you'll start addressing your health eventually, eating all that junk.
But
too bad we can't think like a 55-year-old when we're like 15. You know, too bad we can't
have
that appreciation and gratitude.
Impossible. Only experience.
Yeah, you just have to get to a grinding halt midway point and say, "Oh, geez, I got to do something."
And you wake up 3 times in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you have a pee-pee problem.
No, I started drinking a gallon and a half of water a day. Did you know that? I started drinking a gallon and a half of water.
Absolutely. I see you posting about it all day.
No, I don't. Stop it.
Put it on my eyebrows. Are you drinking how much? A gallon and a half?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
It makes me feel better, and I'm not as hungry. I'm dehydrated. You know, people mistake hunger for dehydration. Now, I'm talking to someone who eats one meal a day, so obviously you're not hungry all the time, but...
Dude, I was so off the reservation this weekend. It was not even, I mean, Well, so, you know, and you love to make fun of my diet. Everybody does. It's just the joke of the town. But the fact is, I try to eat like we did a few hundred years ago. So this weekend, I found eggs on my hunt. I found some eggs and cake. So I don't want my body to think we're just locked into this just supper. I mean, I'll have some eggs, but I just... There was cake, though. There was some carrot cake. And there was a lot of snacks and treats. And
you got to give yourself some treats, man.
I'm not upset about it.
No.
I'm only a human 300 years ago.
Right. Well, I just love how you know that what they ate 300 years ago. You were 52?
I'm 52. I know what they didn't do. And it didn't include sausage, egg, and cheese, and Bountiful Bowls.
Right. I know, man.
Well, that was the beginning of me flying off the reservation, was going to your event. But
we had good food. It was healthy.
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, my lifestyle, when I do decide that I'm going to just have something other than just supper, I try to, you know, like I just ate the chicken. I try to, you know, I be careful. But it was those blackberries and bananas and honey. Oh, it was all natural, right? It was all healthy.
Yes, it was all natural.
And I didn't eat the whole thing, so. Don't feel bad.
I did.
My body. Oh, you?
I ate the whole thing.
You did?
American. The ice cream on top of that.
You can't just have the half, right?
I had the chicken salad. Did you have the chicken salad?
What I think of is a Jabba the Hutt. Gluttonous. Shoving it all that in your mouth.
Oh, my God. It was so good. So stop by the spot. We got a lot of leftovers. And we got to throw it out today. So if you're ever in Rehoboth, stop by the spot. We got a ton in the refrigerator.
Of that fruit, those blackberries and stuff?
And the chicken salad stuff. Yeah. Mm.
Well, then we left your place and went to my son's birthday party where we made 10 pounds of hamburgers.
Right.
Sam just ate one.
Oh, so nice.
I told my wife, hamburgers tonight. She said, I'm not having another hamburger.
I'm hungry. You got hamburgers?
But yeah, I did. Well, no, I don't. I only brought one. I should have known. Freeloading. Anything to eat here?
Can I have another seltzer, please?
I got Tostitos scoops. We always have guacamole here at the salon.
Guacamole? Oh, do you? You like guac?
Dude, we probably go through about 7 avocados a week.
Is that because of your Albuquerque background?
No, it's just delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then so like today's avocado is ready, and they're just transitioning right to unripe. You know, like you can't just buy 3 ripe avocados. You have to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give them a squeeze, and so it's a whole science.
Yeah. So it was a good event, man. Thank you for coming. Appreciate your support. Yeah,
I loved it.
You know, it was fun.
So we're excited. We got some cool stuff. Today, a podcast posted with my good friend Shay and her buddy Cody that were on Shay's thinking about maybe doing a podcast. She was supposed to maybe do one today, and I never heard from her, so maybe she's thinking of not doing one, which is fine. Listen, it isn't for everybody, but...
What's the content? What's she going to be talking about?
Well, she's another hairdresser. She owns a salon, Mane & Tail, which is... They're great, and I told her this in the podcast. You know, you have those people that you have in your life that you just know if you have a situation, they're a rock, and Shay's one of them.
Cool.
And but she's a great hairdresser, and she just always looks good, and yeah. I love her style. And when I used to do hair early in my career, I was an assistant, and I would shampoo for her, and the people would just be just like hanging on her every word, you know, what's Shay up to? And I love that. And she's into traveling and food and, you know, drinking, and she's just living the life.
So she has her own salon?
Yep.
What's the name of it?
I think it's called Mane & Tail. It's over there next to the crab place.
So her mother works there too?
Yep. Bobby.
Bobby. So funny story, I think it's, I'm jogging my memory, when we first moved here in 2007, Bobby cut my hair.
Yeah. Bobby's great. She has trouble hearing, so she's right away a character.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they're...
And Shay was this, I think, was in the chair next to her.
Yep.
And this was at one of those salons. I don't know what it was.
It's across from Matt's Fish Camp.
Oh, there. So that's where she is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought she would be fun to have on. But anyway, her and Cody were on, and we had a great podcast with that. And then our Reflections. Jonathan.
Yeah, cool. That was fun.
He's coming up on Thursday. We'll post that one.
Yep.
And then, like I said, Eric Ham, the drone guy, was going to come on. He had to reschedule. He's got a day job. He can't talk about it. And then all sorts of other people.
I'm just going right through it. So that's
the guy, Eric Garrett. No, what's his name? Rich Garrett. He's coming on. He owns Midway Gym.
Oh, right.
And honestly, if there's anybody out there that wants to come on the podcast, someone asked me, how much does it cost to be on your podcast?
$1 million.
Oh, I was only charging $250,000. No, but somebody asked me, how much does it cost to come on your podcast? I said, it's nothing. It's free. So if somebody is out there that wants to come on.
We just ask that you share.
That's what we ask.
We ask that you share.
And if you do listen to our podcast, please share it.
That's correct. Where can you find the podcast there, Tom?
You can find our podcast on Spotify, on iTunes, under the Rehoboth Social banner. You can find them at the Rehoboth Social Podcast app, mm-hmm. which is just a mobile app that we provide for our listeners that they can... All the podcasts are on under categories, so if you're interested in photography, those are all the podcasts we've done in photography. If you're interested in dining, all the people that are involved in dining, that's where you will find their podcasts. So,
that's right.
So that's also free and advertisement free, so that's nice. And we don't track you. And then you can find them on the Rehoboth Social Podcast Facebook page.
Right.
And
email. We talked about the email, but it's rehosocialpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, and then you can also go to rehobosocialpodcast.com for if you want to book online. We offer that too.
Yeah, man.
That's basically our website.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, just a lot of fun stuff. And then, you know, we're still trying to figure out. I know you and I are
going to... We're booking in September, so we'll have some really cool guests coming up in September. Bob Wheatley's coming,
yep.
You know, founder of Whalen Construction and now real estate person. Mogul. But he's also a very good, influential person in the land development area as well as a local politician. So
we're going to keep sprinkling in people that have been on already. You know?
Sure.
Because honestly, we like to have you on. We establish who you are. And now we want to continue to kind of hang out with you. So that's like Christian, the next from Moto Mortgage. He's coming on. But I found out he's a comedian.
Yeah.
And he writes comedy.
Well, I love him already.
Yeah. So I'm like, already. Dude, forget that Moto Mortgage.
All right, dude, let's go sit here and make fun of Tom. Yeah. Got some real good material.
I have a joke. You want to hear it? You want to end this podcast with a joke?
Lay it on me.
Do you have any jokes?
I got a ton.
Do you have one? Can we battle?
Joke
battle?
Well, you know, probably off air. These are not the most PC jokes.
Well, here, I'll tell you my joke. So a kid walks into a pharmacy.
Got it.
Walks up to the pharmacy counter and he says, good afternoon. The guy says, good afternoon. What can I do for you? And he says, I think tonight's the night. The guy says, oh, well, what's going on? And he goes, well, I've been dating my girlfriend for a while and I think... Tonight's a night. He goes, well, what can I help you with? And he goes, I'd like to buy some prophylactics. He goes, oh, that's very mature, sir. Son, what can I get you? He goes, I think I'm going to need 7. Oh, well, all right. So he bags him up, and off little Johnny goes. That night, before the big event, Johnny's having dinner at little Susie's house. So they're gathered around the table, saying prayers, you know, thank you for this food, yada, yada, yada. Little Johnny continues to pray. Little Susie leans over and says, I didn't know you were so religious. He goes, well, I didn't know your father was a pharmacist.
Hey, I'll be here at the Laugh Factory all week.
I just think I just found a new career. Funny, right? It's good, right?
Oh, my God. That's a good one. That is a good one.
You want to hear a joke I wrote?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Lay it on
me. I used to think I was awesome until I hung out with someone just like me. Right? That's good, right?
Let it roll.
Here we go. No, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Just a kiss. Just a touch.
All right, man. Well, all you right. know, we're going to have Eddie Vedder on. Did you know that, by the way? So... Eddie Vedder's coming on the podcast.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
That's Adam Shettler. Shettler. Whatever his name is.
Scheffler.
Scheffler. Right in the middle of our podcast, he announced
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's it, man. Here he
Boo.
Comes. Yeah.
Dude, I want, that would be... What would you... I mean, what would be your first question to Eddie Vedder?
Want to go surfing with me, buddy? That's going to be my
Not
first
a self-serving question.
I don't know. Like, to me, I would just be... Just a regular dude, just want to hang out.
You remember the time when Chris Farley was on Saturday Night Live and he did the interview with Paul McCartney?
Yeah, I know, right, right.
He's like, hey, you remember that time? And he goes, yeah, he goes, right. That was really cool.
That was really cool. That was really cool.
That was really cool.
I had some friends at a Pearl Jam concert who waited till like, you know, there's the fans. I don't know if you don't stay at the concerts long enough to know this, but
kick him when he's down. Go ahead.
Yeah. So after the show, there's an area where you can wait for the band to leave and they'll come and stop and say hi to you. But they usually hang out in the venue till like 2 or 3 in the morning to kind of dial down in the green room and all that. I had some friends who actually were part of that group. You can stay outside the Wells Fargo Center, at least in the one in Philadelphia, and they got to meet the band. You know, they were out there waiting until like 2 or 3 in the morning, and they got in their limos, were driving out, and they stopped the limo, and they walk out, and there's like 12 people waiting for them, and they get to spend a minute talking to them. It's pretty cool.
So was Eddie cool?
She said it was really cool. Even security came out and told them to line up on the sidewalk.
Well, Eddie has that one big bodyguard guy.
Yeah.
Looks like a Hawaiian dude or something.
He's yeah, I mean, ever Asian. Since that, a rabid fan tried to drive a car into his house and swore that Eddie was her son. From there, he's been all uberly gun shy. Yeah, very protective. I don't blame him.
We went to, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah,
we went to. Tried to go see the Killers, what's his freaking name now? It's Brandon Flowers. Mm-hmm. So we went and saw Brandon Flowers in New Mexico and waited, and he came out.
That's cool.
And got to say hi and stuff, but mm-hmm. it wasn't too big of a deal.
Yeah.
Not Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
All right, Carlos, listen.
Super fun, bro.
Yep.
As usual.
Hope you got a great day planned for yourself. Well, it's almost a wrap, right?
Yeah,
this day's a wrap.
That's it.
All right, brother. We'll do this next week.
Sounds good.
All right.
Talk to you.
Hope everyone has a great day.
Later. Bye.